Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
In Jeff Lewis's world, there's never a dull moment.
Like, if I fucked up on a date, you know, the whole time you talked about your ex, your spinal surgeries, your custody battle, your stranger with your brother, your employee problems, and I don't want to go on a second date, I'd be like, I get it. I'm a prostitute. I've sold my soul five times over.
Are you OCD?
Yes.
The bright side is they're always really intelligent and smart.
Not in my case.
Jeff Lewis has issues.
Good morning. I'm with the Chumps, Megan Weaver, Doug Buten, Andrew Freund, and Shane Douglas. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi. Good morning.
So we got home pretty late last night.
Yeah. Real late.
This morning.
We did the last night at the Irvine Improv, which was a great show. It was sold out. We did a cocktail hour from 5:30 to 6:30. We did the show from, 8 to 9:30?
Yeah.
Then we did a VIP meet and greet.
Yep.
We got out of there at, 11:15, Andrew?
I thought it was 11:30.
Maybe 11:30. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes, okay.
It was.
Yeah.
And then what time did everybody go to bed? 1, 1:30?
1:30, yeah.
1:45.
We took a Silkwood shower.
I took a Silkwood
what
shower.
What does that mean?
Yeah. It means I took the hottest shower you could possibly
imagine. And she scrubbed herself.
Scrubbed myself
from
down.
From the movie Silkwood.
And then washed my makeup off, took my eyelashes off, took the pony out.
How many? Yes. You were wearing a lot of eyelashes last night.
I had major strips on.
But I was sitting next to Megan and I could see there's a lot of eyelashes.
She's very fresh faced today. You're very clean, very fresh faced.
I took a very hot shower.
Yeah.
I had to scrub everything.
Okay. Well, we're going to get COVID tested at 10 a.m.
Yes,
Shane
we are.
I, just in
and
case.
Me.
Just to confirm.
I'm
going to
take one at home, but yeah.
Yeah, but it was a great evening. It was a lot of fun. I wouldn't say that. I don't think we're hungover
we're just tired. I don't feel hungover. I feel just super tired.
It takes a lot of energy to be on the stage for that. And also just like you want to really be present and enjoy everybody that we got to meet. And so it's just like a lot of.
So on the stage last night was Doug, Jameson, Andrew, Carrie, Megan, Shane, myself. In the audience was Monica and Todd. Todd did a pre-show at 7:40, which
you were lucky to get him because that venue, as he said, is really small for him. He doesn't play small
venues. It's the smallest venue he's ever played.
Yeah.
And he did really great. I think he was a good audience warmer. He got everybody fired up. Now, you know, the deal is that he was going to do this contest where you ask questions and then you get a t-shirt that says, I survived Jeff Lewis live. Well, he had some woman in the audience, for whatever reason, a complete stranger, help him with the t-shirts. She allegedly stole half of them.
What?
I didn't hear that.
I thought Monica was giving them out. It was a different. It was
the woman that was assisting allegedly stole half the t-shirts. So when Todd got to question number 6, he looked down and realized he had no t-shirts. So I'm backstage in the green room watching the monitor, and I could hear what was happening. And Todd's like, oh shit. All right. Free drinks. And then he started giving away free drinks for the people that answered the questions correctly. And I'm like, he's not authorized to give out free drinks.
Wait, yeah. Were you paying for these drinks?
I don't know.
Amex?
I'm probably going to get a bill for it. But yes, he gave away he started giving away free drinks. But he had a great time. He and Monica did really, really good. I think Monica's probably tied for best dressed.
Hottest.
She looked so cute last night.
Yeah.
Really cute dress. You look good too, Megan.
Yeah. Oh,
but really. Was that the same outfit you wore in San Francisco?
Yes, I didn't have time to figure out something.
I had it cleaned.
And
it wasn't dirty.
I thought it was like, that looks familiar.
It wasn't dirty.
Yes.
When it works, it works.
And your high pony was on point.
Yeah. Thank you, Andrew.
From Karen Lockwood. Yes, high
the
pony,
ladies
yes.
were out. Or whatever they call
girls.
It?
Yeah, the girls were out.
Yeah,
whatever.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're now back in the green room for probably a good solid hour. we Doug and I changed because we didn't have time because we had driven down, which by the way, Doug was great. He did not. Putting him in 1B was the smartest thing because he couldn't see anybody, so he didn't talk. So he was quiet the whole time.
Okay, good.
Unless I asked him a question. That actually worked out really well. Good. Because originally I had him in 2A. And by putting him
That's
to 1B,
what I expected completely.
Yep, it was the smartest thing we did. And I mean, I was able to take a nap.
Yeah.
Yep.
Which
yeah, you slept.
You woke up with a blanket on you.
Now I was cold back there because it was like subarctic.
Was very chilly
in the daddy wagon.
It was good.
So you were very nice, Doug. You're like, hey, I haven't. Which is kind of weird. How did you have an extra cooking kibitz apron in my car? Whatever. You're like, hey, use this. And I put it on, and then Monica took a picture, and I was asleep, and it looked like I was in a straitjacket. Yep.
Sure did.
It was not a very flattering picture, but the ride down, we got there, then we ate at Paul Martin's, which was in there, and
Delicious.
Then, so. So we had to just kind of whatever we were wearing.
Right. We got out of the car, went right to dinner because we had to be back at the venue by 5:30 for the meet and greet.
And we didn't get there till 4.
A few minutes after 4. Right. So we were tight time.
So Doug was very proud of his comedy club look.
Yeah.
And
talk about it a lot.
He bought a new shirt from Untuck It.
Yeah.
Which looked really nice.
Except some people were like, you need to tuck in your shirt.
That was Megan.
I said that. Yeah.
But that belt was weird underneath. Remember when we saw that belt?
Was it the lobster belt?
Yeah, it was wearing my lobster.
Very so East Coast.
Very comedy.
I got it on Etsy.
So it was better that he left. He did the untuck it. Yeah. And then, you know, we had some, what was it, Nikes?
No, New Balance.
New Balance. And then you had polka dot socks.
Yeah.
And you said that you thought they were funny. They were funny. For a comedy club.
You know, if you watch comedy things on television, I was like, what are the people wearing? That's what the guys are wearing. They're wearing like sneakers and funny socks.
Suspenders.
Right.
That kind of comedy look.
I think next person best dressed was, and you know his mom dressed him, Jameson.
Yes.
Jameson looks good.
Yes. Pants. And by the way, Jameson had me take his photo for his mom because his mom did dress him.
Wait, yeah. I had to take a photo of him for his mom too.
It was
Jameson,
very on point.
How many photos did you have us take of you?
Shoot.
Yeah. 317. I mean, you know, mom needs different angles. Thank you. That's very kind of you guys. I didn't even know you noticed. Thank you.
Okay, so this is going to be a compliment sandwich because we're talking about how great you looked and how I loved the outfit that your mom put together for you. How old are you again?
39.
Yeah. And you had this kind of little fanny pack.
Fanny pack.
Yeah, you had a little fanny pack where you had 4 different bottles of pills. Now, why you told me...
1 bottle, 4 pills.
So what were those pills?
I rarely leave home without my fart pills, my poop pills, my Advil, and my Zyrtec.
Grandma, is that you?
Did you have to use any of those pills last night?
I used Advil, and actually Douglas needed an Advil too, but I did not need the fart or poop pills, thankfully. I knew it was going to be a small green room. I knew to eat wisely before I left. Mm. Those are the choices a person with IBS has to think about, you know, before they are in
real
a small
issue.
Room.
It is?
Yes.
Yeah.
So you have to carry a little fanny pack around with pills.
Yeah, like if I'm going to the mall, I don't bring it. But I mean, that was a long trip and I knew we were going to be in that tiny green room and I didn't want to mess it up.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
Now, so when you had a friend in the audience and you were going to go out and say hi, and I said, do not walk out there with that fanny pack. Leave it in the green room.
You're right.
You're welcome. Then, from what I understand, you went through the kitchen because you, which I didn't know this about you, you're an empath and you pick up negative energy. So you had to walk through, you absorb it. So you had
all
to walk
the
through the kitchen.
Positive energy too. So like there was a lot of energy in that room. So that's just, it's a lot of energy to take on. It's like that movie, The Green Mile. You know, I'm like that big guy, only 200 pounds.
Michael Clark Duncan.
Yeah.
May he
R.I.P.
He's dead.
This
is the first I've heard of it. We worked together for many years now.
Yeah, this is why I love Disney World. This is why I love Disney so much, because they're so happy. It makes me really happy. But then when it's an overwhelming amount of energy, I feel overwhelmed. And it's good, but I wasn't ready just yet at that moment.
So,
Shane's
dad went by the garbages.
Was there. Shane's dad and Shane's mom were there. Mm-hmm. Shane's dad's kind of like a guy's guy, right? So we're talking, And Jameson is telling him all about his empath and absorbing energy.
Oh, God.
And he picks up negative energy. And Mike, I look at Mike. I said, look, we're not all like this in LA.
I missed that.
Because he's from Washington, right? And he's like, what the fuck? Where am I? And I'm like, Mike, this is not normal. I just want to let you know we're not all these crazy, flaky people. Not that you're crazy or flaky. Well, a little crazy, but not flaky.
Yeah.
So
is Mike
I did
a
have
fire
to
sign? Did we find out what astrological sign he was?
What sign is your dad, Shane?
His birthday's at the end of June.
I heard you say that. I didn't know what you were referring to.
Yes.
That's funny.
Taurus, maybe?
Mike got hazed. He got hazed hard last night.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mike also got real drunk because I think it was just a little too gay for him. And I think Mike was like, can I get another drink?
Yeah.
Can I get another drink? It didn't help, which, by the way, for me was the funniest part of the entire evening. James had said something
that
was so out of left field I was laughing for 10 minutes.
Yeah. Me too.
So basically what happened is, as you know, Jameson, chump night last weekend, he wanted to measure the chump's dicks. And he brought a measuring tape or a ruler or whatever. So there was an
USB cable.
Yeah, and a USB cable. There was an audience question that said, Jameson, did you bring your measuring tool tonight? And Jameson said, no, but I have my mouth.
And then what did he say?
And then?
I know. Look at Alyssa's face. Yeah. I know.
He said the best measuring tool ever.
Oh, he said nature's measuring tool.
No one saw that coming.
Nope.
No.
And the audience died.
Yeah.
And no, that's when I noticed Mike did a shot. And was looking for the exit.
Yeah. It was a great moment. There were a lot of straight guys there, though. More than I
had anticipated.
Yes.
Those poor guys.
Monica and I, we worked the line while you guys were doing, and I would, all the straight guys, I'd be like, I asked them, why are you here? Thank you. And they were all like, I came with her.
Yeah, my wife. My wife brought me.
I told them I was Jeff Lewis. That's why I introduced myself to them.
Is there anything, do you remember that was kind of crazy or fun about the night? I ate a lot of food. I will tell you that.
See, I didn't.
Before or after?
Both.
Yeah.
Both.
I met a lot of drunk fans that came up to me. One lady licked me.
Licked you?
I got a lick. I got one lick.
It's Orange County.
I got excited about that. And then there was another lady. I can't remember her name. She's probably listening. I know she was a doctor.
Okay.
And she was standing.
Oh, a smart one.
She was
They're
a doctor.
All smart, actually,
she was standing at the end of the stage. She had had a couple drinks and she was looking at Jeff and she was like, I mean, just look at him. Isn't he beautiful? Like,
she had a lot of drinks.
Adoring.
You better agreed.
Yes,
you agree?
I agreed. No, but if Jeff was a straight guy, I mean, they would have taken him
to
Poundtown.
He'd get a lot of tail.
He could have gone to Poundtown last night.
Poundtown? I've never heard of that.
Yeah,
I'd like to go to Poundtown.
Yeah. Straight, one-way ticket to Poundtown. Yeah.
I do want to mention that Heather McDonald actually has 3 shows at the Irvine Improv. She's October 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. And for tickets, you can go to heathermcdonald.net. That is a fun, good show. So if you went to the Irvine Improv, you want something to do next weekend, check out Heather McDonald's show. Now, I did hear from a spinal surgeon DM me and said, which I thought was very nice, Monroe is welcome to shadow me during my spinal surgeries. So Monroe's due back today from Gage's. I'm going to talk to her about it. I don't know. I mean, maybe when she turns 5, but I think it would be, I think she'd be really interested in it.
Is it like a gallery like they have on TV where you look down?
Like Grey's Anatomy?
Yeah. Or is it like, is she in the operating room?
She's I don't think you're allowed.
Scrubbed up.
She's doing it.
I think she'd love it. I really do.
By the time she's a doctor, it's all going to be only probably, you know, robotic stuff anyway.
Yeah, maybe she's going to be a really amazing surgeon.
I would love that.
Yeah.
And pretty.
Or an influencer.
No. She's going to be a hot surgeon. She's going to be a
influencer.
Hot surgeon.
Yeah.
Hot surgeon.
Gage and I have been very friendly, which is really nice. This morning he DM'd, or he didn't DM me, he texted me, and he said, did you say to me that you walked when you were a kid? I said, yes, I did sleepwalk all the time. And he said Monroe did last night.
Oh,
really?
Wow.
He said that this morning?
My kid sleepwalks.
Really?
I think he left the freezer open the other night. Everything
melted. You're kidding.
Everything melted.
That was
I woke up and everything was melted in the freezer, water on the floor, and the freezer was wide open.
And you woke up with waffles in your bed next to
no,
you.
No, I think it was my kid.
He said that he was watching the monitor. Mm-hmm. She sat up in bed.
That's scary.
She crawled to the foot of the bed. She got up. She went and just stood in front of her art table. So he walked in and he said, is everything okay? She's like, hi, daddy. And then she walked back to bed, crawled back in the bed and was like asleep.
Oh.
And he was like, she was asleep the whole time.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
He's like, I was asking, is everything okay? And she just wouldn't respond. Oh, and I realized she was
creepy.
Completely asleep.
Yeah. It's really creepy when they do that. Yeah. You can't reach them. It's
you shouldn't wake them up. Yeah, I don't think. I think it's bad to do it.
You're not supposed to wake them up.
You're supposed to just say, hey, it's time.
Go back to bed.
My parents would just guide me back to my bed.
Right.
Yeah. But it used to happen a lot. So I guess now it's happening with her.
Do you still do it? Or do you grow out of it?
Okay. So one time I got to tell you what happened.
Yeah.
I was 17 maybe, and I went out with my friends, and big shocker, we were drinking, and I remember I went home, I went to bed, and I woke up, and it was like dewy outside, mm-hmm. and like misty. I woke up on the front lawn, and I was like, holy shit, I woke up, I'm like, how did I get out here? Because I remember going to bed, and I don't think it was a blackout, I think it was just sleepwalking. And so I went to the front
door. Me too.
Yeah, I went to the front door and I was locked out.
Oh, shit.
And it was like 3 a.m. or 4 a.m.
Were you in pajamas?
I don't know what I was wearing. Yeah, and then so I had to knock on the door, and I'll never forget this as long as I live. Jesus Christ, what the hell are you doing out here at 3 a.m.? Like, my dad just like lost it. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
But I was like... But then what are you going to say? Because I think he thought alcohol was involved. But I really just think that it was more sleepwalking.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it was so scary. I woke up on the front lawn.
Because the door locks behind you, of course.
Right. Yes. Yeah. And I actually, Ryan Brown, his daughter, Chloe, when she was young and the grandparents were watching, she woke up, she walked out the front door.
That's scary.
And she was young, like 5. And she locked herself out. And Stephanie, which is Ryan's mom, she was telling me the story. She's like, I just kind of kept hearing this like crying. It's like, I thought I was hearing crying, and I got out and I ran to Chloe's room, and she wasn't there, and they were fucking terrified.
Of course.
And she was out at the front on the front porch.
What? It was like possessed by the devil or something. Mm-hmm. That's scary.
When Monroe was really young, we had all these child locks everywhere.
Yeah.
But if she's sleepwalking, I'm going to have to start probably putting them back.
Yeah, I could put that back.
I would.
So she doesn't walk out.
Mm.
Or like, you know, out to the backyard area.
Shane, you might want to call in sick on Monday because Dr. Donna... the real Dr. Donna D.
What is that?
Oh, boy. Taking a day off.
Because she's going to be focusing on you.
She's going to read you.
Uh-huh.
Well, we both
what are you guys talking
about? We both have therapy with Dr. Donna on Sunday night.
Separately or group therapy?
We do it together.
Okay.
Family therapy.
We do family therapy together, and I have a feeling she's going to be focusing on your shit.
We're usually not in sync. Like, usually, like, one is up and the other is down. But right now, we're both kind of going through some shit. So, I don't know.
Yeah, but I think yours is more pressing than mine.
Dr. D will
help
her,
you. That's her decision.
Right. She'll help you, though.
Deflect
I'm going to suggest she focus on Shane.
That's different than his problems are bigger.
That's what I'm going to do. We're going to take a quick break.
Ready for a new and exciting career challenge? At DHL Supply Chain, you're part of a team committed to creating innovative solutions for some of the biggest brands in the world. We're recognized as a best place to work, where people are valued, supported, and respected. DHL Supply Chain is hiring for a wide range of salaried operational and functional roles. Previous experience in logistics is welcome, but not required. All opportunities, no boundaries. DHL Supply Chain. Apply today at joindhl.com.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
We are back. I'm here with Megan Weaver, Doug Buden, Andrew Freund, and Shane Douglas. Douglas,
hey.
You did a great job last night.
Oh, thank you.
I will say, you know, San Francisco for us was a trial run. We made some mistakes, but I think we learned from our mistakes, and I learned from my mistakes too.
Yeah, we.
And I was in a different mindset last night than I was in San Francisco.
Definitely.
Less negative. Less negative.
Yeah. I think, you know, we all that we talked about, like, after the show in San Francisco and what we were going to try to do differently. And, you know, I had my own tasks. I was going to try to hold on to my clipboard the whole night.
And you did.
And you did.
You did. There was no throwing up as far as I could see. We had a lot of buzzed MILFs, but we did not have any. I don't think anybody was too terribly drunk. I think it was a pretty classy group.
There was one woman that was very.
Yeah, there were people were drunk, but Andrew, normally, until last night,
okay,
talking to us throughout the show from the front row to try to get attention. So that didn't happen last night.
Yeah. Mm-mm.
Now, do you remember, Megan, when that nice woman who meant it as a compliment said that you are half the size you were?
No.
Yeah. She's like, you look great. You are half the size you were.
I do remember that. that was very sweet.
It was sweet. And
she was very nice.
She meant it.
In a good way.
I'm sure she did.
I took it as a compliment.
So, Andrew, this was your first show. And by the way, Lissa, if you don't mind, I would like to start taking calls for people that were at the show.
Yes.
If you can remember anything funny, if you have any criticisms, comments, we're open. The lines are now open. Andrew, this was your first Thirsty Thursday event.
Yeah.
Feedback.
I thought it was actually really interesting because I was saying earlier when you guys were kind of doing the meet and greet, Monica and I worked the line. And I talked to every single person waiting in line and everyone was so nice. But what I thought was interesting, because I've been on this TV show for so long, but I never really hear feedback except for people at the airport scream at me sometimes. Mm-hmm. But this, being on the radio show, people are so invested in what you talk about. And they all came up to me and be like, how is your trip? Like they were, quote, we watched all your stories, blah, blah, blah. And everyone was just so genuinely interested in all of us. And everyone was so nice. And I love talking to all the drunk ladies. And I love talking to the straight husbands that were brought there. And then there were like a few gays that came. I think one of them, they said that you should do the next one at BOA. Because they're really into, they love BOA.
That's a great idea.
Oh.
David from West Hollywood, give me a call.
Right. I don't know if we can afford that.
It'd probably be really expensive.
Yeah, that would be a pretty expensive venue.
But it was really fun. I think we should do more games. I think maybe next time we could do like a chump game or a something.
Games are fun.
But I thought Doug was also a very good ringleader in kind of making everything kind of move along.
Good.
And your brother was amazing.
I'm also thinking, wondering, like, just so the because a lot of times people will go to the same shows, right? So we're thinking about doing a Burbank show, and to mix it up, I might put like Doug next to me on the stage, and then maybe have another moderator, like have a different moderator.
That would be great.
Yeah. Just to mix things up, because they're going to ask different questions than you would.
Yeah, yeah.
I could moderate.
Oh yeah.
No, I didn't mean that.
Don't push it.
Someone else.
I would love that, because then I could really enjoy it. Because I'm
it's a lot of responsibility, Doug.
I'm always looking at that clock, and I'm trying to make sure we get to the trivia game, we get to the next subject. So it is.
I feel like you,
doing the show, like, you know, you're always looking at the clock, and you want to get certain moments in before it's over. Challenging.
By the way, I don't know why this comes up on my feed, but there was an interview with the man who has the world's largest penis. I saw it this morning on the news. And
I don't remember doing that.
And I'm going to ask you this, Megan, because it's almost 14 inches. And he was interviewing about, like, you know, someone was saying, well, what happens like when you date? Are there women that actually can't accommodate you?
Right.
And he's a straight guy. Okay. He said, and this is a quote. He says, if a woman is excited enough, she could take a fire hydrant.
What?
That's what he said.
Megan.
I'm not sure that's true.
Well, that's why I wanted to ask you.
Yeah. No, I think that there is a point where it is too big. I dated a guy once, and it was like a Coke can. It wasn't possible.
It was uncomfortable?
Uncomfortable.
Too much.
And not like, it wasn't pleasurable. It was just hurt. But that's big.
Yes. No, what's the biggest? I think it's the biggest penis in the world.
The biggest natural penis. What? Yeah, I think that's... I don't know how that would work.
Yeah.
I'd like to see this interview.
Doug, you know you're going to go look it up later.
Doug's looking at it,
right? When you get home, you're going to go look it up.
I need to go to the bathroom for 5 minutes.
I know what it was. I know why I found it. Because I was looking at the... which zoo was that where the gorillas... this happened this week.
They gave each other head?
Central Park? No.
I don't know. It was the zoo. You're basically the gorillas in the exhibit.
Yeah.
Right. So there's all these people, you know, at the zoo.
Yeah.
And they decided, Yeah, they decided.
Two male gorillas?
Don't know.
Oh, okay.
We don't know, but one.
So they're
one
having fun.
Got it on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. But specifically oral sex.
Oh, yeah. Wow, gorillas do that?
Okay. Apparently, yeah, they do.
They also make more
and
gorillas.
And the audio is really funny from that because you can hear a dad saying to his kids, okay, turn away. That's funny. Yeah.
Scotty in Oceanside. Good morning.
Hey there, guys. How are you?
Hi,
hey, Scotty. Hey.
What's up? Shout out Shane.
Shout out Scotty.
We loved the show last night. You guys were awesome. Todd and Monica, fantastic on the mic. Perfection. It was perfect. They were great, both of them. And Monica is gorgeous and a tiny little thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And
okay, so we didn't know how that pre-show was going to work. So I'm really glad you liked it.
And Todd's slideshow of old Jeff pictures.
Oh, the photos.
Yeah.
Oh, the photos were amazing. Great touch. I felt like you guys really have found your rhythm. It was awesome. Megan, your girls were out. They were gorgeous. I was like, wow. I didn't realize she had those suckers. They were
awesome. Thank you.
Almost all her life.
Thanks, Scotty.
You were kind of covered up in San Francisco. And then last night you
well, it was the same outfit, so.
You know what it was? It was a better bra.
Did you wear a different bra? Was it a different bra?
No, same everything. But everything was cleaned. I didn't just take it out of my suitcase right from months San ago. Thanks, Scotty.
Thank you, Scotty.
But I did. We did feel like Shane was a little quiet, maybe because his parents were there. We were like, what's wrong with Shane?
What? And there's a lot of people. Yeah. Like, you know, there's a lot more people than in San Francisco. So I probably said
it was overwhelming. It was overwhelming. And we had a lot more people on the on the stage. Thank you, Scotty, for being there.
You're welcome.
Have a good weekend. Brooke and Melanie. They're in the car.
Hello. How are you guys? Shout out.
Hey.
Shout out, Brooke. Shout out, Melanie.
We are literally in the car driving from Irvine back to San Diego Coronado right now in the car. We had the most fun of our lives. I can't even put it into words.
Yay.
Where were you sitting?
You're beautiful. Megan, you're beautiful.
Thank you, guys.
Oh my God, you're adorable. Jeff, we have to be best friends. Move to Coronado. I can't believe we didn't get to do the meet and greet, and I can't believe we didn't get to do the VIP. I would not have licked you, Andrew, but maybe.
I welcome. Next time, come lick me in Burbank.
Thank you for being there. And we're thinking about Burbank.
There. We had so much fun.
Great. Thank you. We really appreciate you being there. You know what happened to a few people last night, which is fucked, is that those third party companies or whatever.
Buy all the tickets.
And they go in and they buy a bunch of tickets for the improv, they mark it up, and then they sell them, like scalp them. They resell them.
Oh.
And so what they did was, first of all, they charged people twice as much as if they had bought it from the improv. And I don't know what company this is. We should call them out. But
That person who DM'd us mentioned the company.
At least two people reached out to us and said, we are desperate. The company we bought them from just notified us today that their tickets were canceled. So I think they oversold.
Oh.
So the company bought all these tickets from the improv, marked it up, then oversold, then randomly 3 hours before, 4 hours before, canceled.
Cool. Oh, that's what you guys were in the car. Right.
And there was a guy that reached out. He said, look, I'm desperate. It's my wife's birthday. We have been planning this. She's so excited. Well, luckily, I mean, it was a sold out show and we had, but they gave me 10 comps, but all the comps were taken. But my nanny called and canceled. She was going to go and bring Monroe right after Tower Bomb.
Yeah.
No, just kidding. My nanny was bringing someone and she called and said, look, I can't make it. I said, no problem. So we called this guy. We ended up comping the two tickets.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Because I felt so terrible.
Yeah.
He was lucky he gave us his phone number so that Shane could actually call him right then
Smart.
And there. Because that was when we were leaving and we were in the car.
Oh, that's when Shane was granting wishes. Right. When I called, you were
that
like
was,
Oprah.
That was great. They came and we met them.
Buy your tickets from the source, people.
Yeah, not a outbreak.
Don't go to a reseller.
Mm-mm.
If you don't.
Are you okay?
Christine in Boston. Good morning.
Hi. Hey.
Oh, Christine, you're hungover.
She's at the theater still.
Did you just wake up?
Yes, I am very much hungover.
Yeah.
Oh, Christine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's okay. That was a great night. It was a fabulous night. Megan, I sat with your friend Rebecca. She was an absolute doll. She helped me meet you.
Aww.
I sat with Ben also too. He was a sweetheart.
I love that.
Yeah.
Yay.
I had the best night. I flew.
No wonder you're hungover.
Yeah.
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 You hung out with the partiers.
Yes, but then I couldn't get a drink all night. The bartender just wasn't coming by.
I heard this.
Where's my drink? Yeah, it was horrible. And then you had to do the stupid QR code for the app, and it was just a nightmare.
I didn't hear about this.
And then, so finally, he came over with a drink, and then someone else, I was trying to flag down to get a drink, and they're like, oh, we'll bring you one. And then all of a sudden, people just kept bringing me drinks all night. And then
No wonder you're hungover.
I only paid for one, but I got five.
That was probably my brother buying you drinks.
On your credit card.
Yes. Yeah. I was buying you drinks, basically.
Just say thank you to Jeff.
You're welcome. Thank you for being there. All right. All right. Summer in Irvine, good morning.
Hi, good morning, you guys. Thank you for a wonderful show last night. My friends and I came to your show. We sat right up front. Megan, I spoke to you. And also, Jeff, I spoke to you about a project house that we're getting in Los Angeles.
The Hollywood Hills.
Yes, I know exactly who you are.
Yes. Okay, hi.
You're supposed to DM me today.
I did DM you just now.
Already? Okay, good.
I DM'd you, I think maybe last night about the house, but I DM'd you just now again after I heard you speak about the T-shirt lady that was helping.
Yes, okay. Yes.
So she was sitting to your left, and I was sitting to your right, right in the front with your new baby nurse, Sherry.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah, Sherry.
Oh, we got to talk about that. Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
She's my friend. Okay. So when I was walking after the show ended last night, I was walking to the valet and I saw the T-shirt helper. And so I asked her, I said, hey, you did a good job last, you know, I said, you did a good job giving away the T-shirt. She goes, yeah, but, you know, these women that I was sitting with stole the T-shirt.
Yeah.
And then they started accusing me of stealing the T-shirt. She had nothing on her, nothing.
It was the ladies next to her.
I witnessed. Towards the valet as we're walking, she did not do a T-shirt. She's like, these women just like attacked the bag and took the T-shirt.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so to solve the problem in the future, how much are these shirts? Can we get more shirts?
Sell them.
Yeah, those were the last of those shirts that we had made.
But how much are they? What did we pay for them? Because maybe we could give them away like to VIPs and stuff like that.
Of course.
Well, so we have plenty, and that way, if Summer, you know, steals the shirts again, then we'll have more.
We were lucky; we only had those two shows booked. Those were the
thank
last
you,
shirts.
Summer.
Thanks, Summer.
Thanks for attending. Summer.
You're welcome. Bye, guys.
All right, so we do have to talk about. As you know, I'm one of those people that I don't necessarily want to hire people. Take, you know, applications.
Traditionally
take interviews. I'm one of these people that if I connect with you and I just get a good feeling about you, and look, I certainly do ask the right questions. Well, I ask some questions. But I think I found my future baby nurse last night. I know it's weird because she was in the audience.
And she was wearing a T-shirt that said that she's a nurse, labor and delivery nurse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I talked to her too.
Yeah.
She's really nice.
Mm-hmm. And that she makes great drinks. And
yeah, but first, but the number one, first she says, girl mom,
yeah,
labor and delivery nurse, mm-hmm. okay, best martini maker, which is important.
Oh, yeah.
And what does it say, Monroe and
order.
New baby?
Future nanny.
Future nanny.
Mark?
Yeah.
I liked her.
Sherry, she's very nice. Cool. She got, I liked her a lot.
She's going to get a second resume? Interview.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lisa sent me a picture of the shirt and she was like, no.
Lisa, the current nanny, but Lisa's Monroe's nanny.
Right. Yes, this would be for the baby
or Shane's nanny.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yes, thank you.
So it's great. Now I'm finding future employees.
You're fully staffed.
Yeah,
that's a great idea too, though. Like, wear your resume on your T-shirt.
Why not? It worked for sure.
The caller that talked about it was hard to get drinks. I heard this a lot when I was going through the
line. I did too.
There were people telling me that it was hard to get drinks
after you got
night.
Your two drink minimum. They sort of. I guess, moved on.
Yes, because there were a lot of ladies last night that wanted to be more drunk than they were.
Maybe that's why people weren't that drunk.
Yes.
Because drinks were hard to come by.
Yes.
It wasn't,
that's a shame. Mm-hmm.
It's like an airplane where we have to cut them off at a certain time. I don't think it's a bad thing. because we didn't have to. There was no paramedics.
No.
There was no ambulances. There was no. Barf. I mean, there was no throw up. There was no vomit. Right. Nothing. So it wasn't such a bad thing that they cut these ladies off.
Although next time, if you're in the audience, just order two drinks at a time.
Yeah.
So if that's the trick, right?
Yeah, that's a trick. Or order a double. Yeah.
Now somebody reached out to me this morning, a publicist that said, I can help you with your PR crisis.
Oh, you have a crisis?
I didn't know I had a PR crisis.
Oh, I think it's the TikTok.
I think it's the TikTok.
Okay. Which I appreciate. I thanked him very much.
Do you know who it was? I probably know.
I can tell you his name. He said he could help me during my PR situation.
Oh,
he's like crisis
management.
Crisis management.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what he's talking about, because when I opened my DMs this morning, the first one was, please fuck off for the rest of your life and die alone.
Oh, so they're getting nicer.
Nice.
Oh, yes.
Sweet.
Yes.
That's adorable.
So good morning. I don't think Dr. Donna's going to want, because you know, it's like the first 18 seconds of my day, right?
Oh, right.
I don't think you should be doing that when you wake up.
It's very healthy communication, mm-hmm. I think. Mm-hmm. And by the way, I did not have any menopause episodes last night, which
that's
great.
Good.
Yeah, you weren't sweaty either.
Mm-mm.
You know what? And this is what I appreciate about our listeners. A lot of people reached out. Look, it could be low blood, or it could be high blood pressure. It could be low blood sugar. And someone reached out and said, you know, I'm also taking testosterone. And he noticed that when he starts to get low in testosterone, he has the same symptoms. Oh. And I know there might have been a day or two where I forgot to take it this week.
So there you go. And you had said it only happened that once.
It could have happened before. Oh, yeah, but not that often.
When we first walked in, I thought, oh, it's too hot in here. And so did Liz Roman. And so we said, you better turn that AC on.
Yes, I heard you guys.
I said it should be a meat locker in here.
Yeah, you cranked that puppy up. It was very cool in there. It was nice.
Now, as much as I don't want to do, when you're single, you know, you got to do these things. You got to go out because you're not going to meet anybody at home. Josh Flagg called me and he said, we're having a big charity event, Project Angel Food.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Project Angel Food.
Big charity event at his house tonight. 120 people.
And this tonight. This,
you're going?
Oh. I have to.
How do you have the energy?
I don't. Oh, but he said, I'm like, can I bring a plus one? I would bring a wingman. I wouldn't bring a cock blocker. You know what I mean?
Right.
But he's like, no, I can't, because he's comping me and I'm at this table. He's like, don't worry. You're right between Melissa Rivers and Adrian Malouf. I'm like, okay, cool.
Oh, that's a good
people
time.
You know.
And I said, he's like, look, you got to go. There's going to be a lot of homos there. You're probably going to meet your husband.
Oh, okay.
So I'm like, I said, okay, then I'll go.
It's also good to return to the scene of the crime right away. Like, you get back on the horse after you fall off.
No, but you now, you know your game plan, because you know Josh's house. So if you get sweaty or whatever, you know the bathroom you can go to. Exactly. You know how to get out of there if you need to call an Uber really quick. So I think this is a good thing for you.
Yeah.
Oh, tonight I'm gonna have a driver.
Okay, good.
I'm not dealing. No. With 120 people there, right, you know how many Ubers?
That's a lot of Ubers.
Right.
We'll have to wait 2 hours for an Uber.
Will you please ask Melissa about that new Joan Rivers, Catherine Hahn movie? I'm curious.
You want to know if she's involved at all?
Yeah. Like, is she producing it? Does she know who's playing her? I'm very curious.
Okay, I will ask her. Yeah. I will ask her that.
Yeah.
My guess is Adrian won't eat because I watch her now.
And, does she not eat?
I just think she has a chef. So my thing, she's probably real picky.
Yeah.
And she probably eats before she gets there.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be such a bad thing for me to eat before I get there.
Did you have to get it? Do you already have a choice?
I'll tell you why. Because with all those gays there, I don't want to be the one that at the buffet table. Nom, 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 nom,
I don't
nom.
Want you to eat a tuna sandwich.
It's a buffet.
Before you go.
It's not a good look.
No, it's not a good look.
I wonder which gays are going
to at a buffet, you got to eat first. You don't want people to be like, oh, look who's back at the buffet.
I know. And I don't want to be the ones that you know, is like constantly with shoving appetizers in my mouth.
Also,
I need to eat before
I get
there.
How many parties does Josh have? He's like a party machine.
Very busy.
Yeah.
He is a party machine.
Wow. I don't think you would want all these people in your house all the time. Good for him.
Oh, my God. Rachel and Rosemary? You're in a hotel room?
Yes. Yep.
Hey.
Oh, okay. My God. Shout out, Chum.
Shout out.
Rachel and Rosemary.
How you girls doing today? How you feeling?
We're doing okay.
Feel that one.
We had a great time. We stayed right across, you know, at the Marriott. So
yeah, we love you guys.
What room are you in?
What room are you in?
Give us a call. Yeah.
What room?
Marriott. Get your room service together.
Okay.
You should get a Bloody Mary.
We love you guys so much. We had the best time. It was so nice to meet you and see you in person. It was my first time at the show. My mom's been before. It was her birthday. We were just living our best lives. Love you guys.
I'm glad you had a great time.
Beautiful.
beautiful. And Andrew and Monica were, you know, when we were waiting to see you for the meet and greet afterward, they were working the crowd and so friendly, so nice. I really appreciated that.
The chumps are nice people, let me tell you.
Yeah. They are.
They're genuine. They're genuine.
You're our people.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for being there.
Can't wait.
Hope you get your room service.
Yeah, thank you.
All right.
Cooking Kibitz Swag, it's coming.
By the way, guess who's playing tonight at the charity event?
Oh, who?
Taylor Dayne.
Oh, that's
your friend.
My queen.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to see her tonight. I hope it's more than like one song.
She's going to sing
Tell It to My Heart.
Of course.
Yeah, for sure. She'll be singing that. I'm excited to see her tonight. Yeah. And I will probably troll for guests tonight. That's the other reason I have to go.
You got to be a booker.
I'm going to troll for guests.
It gives you a reason to approach people. It's good.
Gays and guests.
Mm-hmm. So it's kind of a two-part thing. But, by the way, it's so random. But for the lady listeners out there, I met 175 people last night, okay? I have a really strong sense of smell. And I always like compliment people when they smell good. But there was these two women throughout the entire evening where the perfume was so amazing. Mm. It was so good. And I asked them both, and they both ended up having the same perfume.
What was it?
Baccarat Rouge 540. Hmm. Have you ever heard of it? I've never heard of that. It smells so good. Check it out. I don't know how expensive it is. And I know with perfume, it smells different on different people.
Right, yeah.
Two different people.
It was enough where I was like, wow, what are you wearing?
Hmm. I love
it. And they weren't together.
Baccarat? I
had no idea.
Like the crystal Baccarat?
I guess.
Oh, must be.
I had no idea. Okay. Look it up right now. See how much it is. I bet it's expensive, huh?
She's looking it
Baccarat
up.
Baccarat Rouge.
540.
Todd will give them out at the next trivia.
How much is it?
I'm looking. Hold on.
Honey.
Neiman Marcus. Honey.
Honey.
It's all inclusive.
It's expensive.
How much?
It's $325 for 2.4 ounces
wow.
and $625 for holy 6.8
shit.
Ounces.
See if there's a room spray. That's what I do. Pay
and then just
money
spray the
room
spray on your body.
Yep. Is it the crystal, Baccarat crystal?
That's what I do.
It looks like it.
Smelled really good,
yes.
I will say.
Looks like that logo, yeah.
Font. Michelle in Huntington Beach, good morning.
Hi. It's actually Michelle from IG. I DM you guys all the time.
I fucking love that, Michelle. I'm so sorry.
Michelle. I DM you guys all the time, and actually Shane and Doug helped me get there all the time. I'm like,
I'm sorry, it's
Shanae. That's right.
Anyway, you didn't know what time everything started.
What?
I said you didn't know what time anything started.
That's right. I was like, wait, am I a 5:30 or a 6:30? And I didn't want to miss a minute. But I was a 6:30. I would have been there earlier if I could have, but you only had 25 people.
Yeah. I know. Anyway, sorry, Michelle.
When I first walked in, I have to say, you didn't have your jacket on, Jeff, and your body. Oh my God, your triceps, and you're so fit and so hot. And those are not moobs. Those are not chesticles. You are a fit, sexy man.
They're bitch tits.
Whoever said that to you didn't get a good look at you, and they definitely didn't see you in person because you're super hot.
I think it's all those little baby stem cells I keep buying from Nevada.
Maybe.
Yeah. I think that's what
you're
it is.
You're shooting them in all the right places, apparently.
Thank you.
Ooh.
Wow.
Hot and bothered.
Michelle.
Is there anything you would do to elevate the show, improve the show? Because everybody else who called is hungover, but you seem a little bit more lucid today.
Yeah, I don't know why, because I definitely was drinking. I think the only thing that you should definitely sell merch, because those T-shirts, people were going nuts for them. Mm-hmm. Everybody wanted them, and then you ran out. I think you should sell merchandise. People would go for it.
Okay, Michelle, would you buy this? Todd and I were talking about doing Michael from the Dance Academy T-shirts. Would you buy those?
Yeah.
Okay. Princess and Tinsel on the back.
Oh my God. I think people will love it. I think anything you sell, people will buy. I buy all Aaliyah Black stuff. I buy the glutathione that Allie Landry is into.
Yep, sprayed it on myself this morning.
Anything that you're an advocate of, people are into it.
Well, Michelle, check out that Baccarat. It smells really good.
I'm going to. It's a little
And I'm getting no money for this, by the way.
I already wrote it down.
Is that Neiman Marcus?
And Neiman Marcus.
And the other thing that saved my ass this morning, thanks to Andrew Freund, is that Lumify. Mm. My eyes were not looking good. Yeah, I put in two drops each eye of that Lumify. Done. Yeah. Bright white.
Yep, bright white.
Bright white. Thank you so much, Michelle.
Thank you. Love you.
Love you, too. Kelly, Huntington Beach. Oh, shit, I have 2 minutes.
2 minutes.
Kelly, can you talk fast?
Hi, can you hear me?
Yeah, I got 2 minutes, Kelly.
Okay, I just wanted to say you guys were fabulous last night, Jeff. I did not see a moob in sight, not a bag under the eyes. The best part, though, was meeting Megan because she almost molested me and tried to wrap the legs around me, but I loved her.
She likes the ladies. Yep, she likes the ladies.
You're welcome.
You must be pretty, Kelly.
Gorgeous.
Everybody tells you that.
Gorgeous.
Love you, Kelly.
Love
thank you
Kelly.
So much for calling. Chumps, thank you so much for being here today.
Thanks
for a great night last night. It was so successful. I really appreciate y'all being involved. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Life is a highway. And on it, there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.